Rebecca Trissel, a senior at Aubrey High School in rural Denton County, did not like hearing that Texas spends thousands less per student than most other states. She feels like that money could help her school.
We'll walk in a bathroom of four stalls. Only two of them have working locks. They can't even afford to put locks on the doors, but we can afford to re-turf the football field.
Criticizing the athletics department might seem like a cheap shot, but she wasn't the only one concerned about how money was allocated when it comes to the football team versus bathrooms.
There are the holes in the walls. I mean, when there's a hole in the wall, people tend to like to play with it and make it even bigger. If you filled it up, people would stop making holes.
Sophomore Sean Collins wasn't finished.
And the instruments in the bands, the slides don't even like move, so it makes us sound worse.
Aubrey High School is actually a beautiful campus with modern facilities, but griping about school is the teenager's birthright. At Polytechnic High School in Fort Worth, the students didn't see the football team as taking money from academics, but felt a sense of scarcity in all areas of their educational environment. Here's senior Ashley Black.
We get the same books every single year, and half of them don't even have the pages in it. Like, she's like, turn to page 84 if your book even has page 84.
These schools couldn't be more different demographically. Aubrey students are mostly white and above the state's average for college readiness. Poly is in a poor minority neighborhood, and the students test below average for college readiness. The students at Poly were much more concerned, for example, about pre-K programs.
My baby brother, he didn't get to go to pre-kinder because there were so many kids trying to get in, and like now he's behind.
Kiana Benson is a sophomore. Some of these students have to babysit nieces, nephews, or younger siblings for hours every day. So pre-K helps them and the little ones. Students at both schools hoped that the state could pay their teachers better salaries.
I agree with Wendy. I mean, I do think teachers do deserve a little bit more change because it's hard, you know, the economy is hard. And I do feel what they're doing is very beneficial.
Sophomore Joseph Agua at Poly. The average teacher salary in the U.S. is $56,000. In Texas, it's $48,000, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. Caitlin Brewer, a senior at Aubrey, wants that gap closed.
As a student, I love whenever I can see a teacher that is enthusiastic and believes in what they're teaching, rather than just having, you know, a coach sit at a desk and say, read the chapter, here's your test.
Even with a wide variety of opinions from students at the two high schools, there was unanimous agreement on one thing. Everyone wants different food in the school cafeteria. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.